Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today, we are going to have a ton of fun. We have Mary Mulvey, who is the author of the Quotable Zodiac book series. And I actually, welcome, Mary.
Hello there.
I actually had so much fun with your book. I was down and out, so sick. I was just down out, flat sick. And I was lucky enough to get a preview of Mary's upcoming book on Aquarius, which is my sign. And I sat in my bed just getting a hoot out of reading your book. It was so much fun to read the quotes of other Aquarians, those crazy Aquarians. And
eccentric is the word, I believe.
We are eccentric. And I was like, I totally relate to all of these quotes and thought, isn't that fascinating? And I really, one of the things that you do with your book is to help people find, kind of use astrology so that they can get to their full potential. And I thought, you know, that really is happening with me reading this book, because I'm reading the quotes and I'm relating to the people and I kind of understand, like, why am I so weird? Like, I get it now.
We're glad to help you learn more about yourself.
So I'm going to switch over. Tell me first about the book. So how did you come about writing these books? I mean, what was your intention in writing these books? And did you have so much fun writing them too?
CJ, I did. I have been a student of astrology for decades, and I have found in conversations with people that they are always interested when they learn the names of other people who share their signs. So as I watched popular culture and the Oscar ceremonies and political races, I would look up and find out when people's birthdays are, and found that certain things happened, such as Aquarius having more presidents than any other sign. Scorpio has more first ladies than other signs. Dancers, Fred Astaire, Shirley Temple, down the line, Taurus. So I found correspondences looking at things and realized that the current books you can buy don't say, hey, Aquarians are eccentric, and here's six examples of popular Aquarians that are eccentric. Or here are examples of really powerful Scorpio women in politics. Look at this. Or divas, Aretha Franklin, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, all Aries. So as I looked at these signs and collected observations, it fell into patterns, and people loved to hear about themselves, to learn more about themselves. So I collected the information in these books, one book for each sign.
Mm. Now, was it an order of magnitude? Like, when you're counting presidents, is it like, okay, Aquarian presidents are like 20, and then there for other presidents, it was like 19. I mean, was it an order of magnitude, like, you know, 20 versus, you know, whatever? I mean, I'm trying to figure out how you...
Generally speaking, CJ, the order of magnitude is not great. I have noticed that recent business leaders, with the emphasis on customer service, huge magnitude towards Pisces. Auto race champions, large magnitude, 2-1 towards Pisces. singers gravitate towards Aries and Taurus. But no, the order of magnitude admittedly is not huge, but it's tendencies. As we study astrology, we learn tendencies about ourselves. And why not use them when we're looking at, gee, what career path fits me? Gee, if I want to be a writer, should I write short stories like those impatient Aries? Or should I write epics like Sir Walter Scott and Ivanhoe and J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter? They're Leos. Leos like heroes. So just the tendencies, but not huge magnitude.
Interesting. Okay, got it. So your idea, though, is for them to for people to realize their full potential. How would they do that from reading your book, do you think?
Well, I think that most people know their signs, and they may know that Taurus, for example, is very determined. The Taurus book, The Quotable Taurus, gives them examples of people who have shown determination to achieve tennis championships. It provides quotes from writers such as Charlotte Bronte or Robert Browning about determination. It provides examples of the pitfalls of determination. Taurus has more dictators than any other sign.
I have two dictator sons in my house, so I can verify that that's true.
I'm so sorry, CJ. But the books intend to, let's get beyond the basic adjectives, the innovation of Aquarius or the pioneering style of Aries, to concrete role models and concrete examples of people that we can select as we decide, okay, I'm going into the entertainment field. What fits here?
Yeah, interesting. Okay, I have a whole bunch of burning questions about astrology. Okay, so there's your birth sign, and then there's your astrological birth chart. What's the difference between those two?
CJ, the birth sign is the heavens around the earth divided into 12 pieces. Springtime is Aries and Taurus. The full birth chart is all 10 planets. So the sun and the moon and the remaining planets and how they are aligned in the birth chart or at the time of your birth. So in other words, someone born at a new moon is going to be far more subjective than someone born during a full moon where the personality is quite objective. We've all seen the pretty Venus and Jupiter, the two bright lights that have been in the sky the last week or two. In someone's complete birth chart, it would be shown that those two planets were together if someone were born today or yesterday or the day before. And that's a very, it's called a gift from heaven. So the full birth chart describes the heavens, all the planets, where the moon is, where the sun is, where Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and so on.
Interesting. So what happens when a solar eclipse happens? What are those poor babies experiencing?
You know, it's a concentration. That's a good question. It's a concentration of power in one particular place. A concentration of power can be positive or negative. Hopefully, that person is able to turn it to positive advantage. And again, knowing that when the planets cross this sensitive point again, if I were born under a solar eclipse, I was not. If I were, I would pay a lot of attention to the periods when planets return to that sensitive point because there would be so much power within there to be withdrawn.
Okay, we only have 2 minutes left, but I have to ask you this whole thing. You know how they're rejiggering the whole thing? Like, well, if you used to be Aquarius, now if you're on this cusp period, what's that all about? Is that hoo-ha? What was that?
I hate to call it hoo-ha, CJ. I have studied it, and I have find that the basic imprint, this has been my experience as I've studied 600 birth charts and thousands of celebrities, the sign when you were born colors your personality more than the sign that it's moving into. It is not hoo-ha. It's just whatever the tendencies that I have found to be most.
It's ha-hoo.
Yeah, you. And you are an Aquarian. I have found that in my experience.
You mean because I'm so all over the place and kind of eccentric and weird? I guess that makes, I will cop to that. I admit that.
Yes, I believe the content matter of your Fire It Up with CJ show is most appropriate to Aquarius. You're looking at the world and you're saying, hey, come on, let's light a spark under each one of us and get that personal potential. You're doing a great job, CJ.
Fire under everyone's butt. Thank you very much for being here. And folks, really check out these books. They were such a fun read. I actually cut and paste a bunch of quotes. They were just fantastic. You can find out your sign in www.quotablezodiac.com. And don't go anywhere, because next we'll have Marie Manucci, who will share with us a simple healing innovations that will help you avoid a big, expensive medical procedure in the future. Thank you again, Mary. And folks for out there, make sure to like us, be friends with me, find me on Facebook on the Fired Up with CJ page, and like it. And we'll be friends forever and ever. BFE.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself,
feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today, we have Marie Manusheri, her thoughts on energy medicine, and who is actually a wonderful practitioner who bridges both conventional and holistic medicine. And she's going to be sharing her experiences about both the Western and Eastern forms of medicine and those healings. Welcome, Marie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so tell us about, I read your book and love the story about your transition from conventional medicine into energetic medicine that you do right now. Tell the listeners about how you made that transition and why you made that transition.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I really think I transitioned back to my roots. I was raised very holistically and spiritually and organically, and my mother rarely took us to see a conventional physician. We either saw a chiropractor who was our primary caregiver, and then Chinese herbal medicine doctors when we had health issues that arised when I was growing up. So to go into nursing, particularly oncology, was kind of a shock to my entire family. But I loved it. I loved nursing. I remember the first time I walked into a hospital, I was 23 and pregnant with my first child. I'd been married for almost 4 years, and I, you know, frequent hospitals was not, again, part of my normal experience. And I remember just feeling this rush of what at the time I wouldn't have known how to describe it, just happiness and buzz.
Yeah. You mean when you're in the hospital, you're probably the only one who's gone to the hospital and felt rushes of joy.
I still feel that way today, you know, like.
Really?
Yeah, I miss it. Sometimes I tease people in classes that I'd love to put in an IV or some other form of catheter. You know, just I loved nursing very much. So I kind of look at that nursing allowed me to have even a bigger picture of health and medicine, and to not cut out something that people do need as well. And I do think holistic medicine needs to be considered more preventative care for people, and people need to listen to their bodies and eat healthy and make positive decisions and exercise. But sometimes we need open heart surgery or a C-section when a baby's being delivered and numerous other things. So I feel like it widened my perspective of health, which makes me, I think, a better healer holistically.
Yeah. So, I mean, when in your practice so far, what have you found are, like, so is it really just about preventative care that people come to? Or if, from reading your book, it seemed like medical anomalies that people are like, well, I don't know, just go see Marie. I'm not sure what to do with you.
It's true. Actually, my favorite patient, and I see a lot of people, I've seen, you know, thousands of people even around the world, because I do, you know, work distance as well. And so
you mean distance healing, right? So you actually can work with someone from a different country, city, and they can heal, you can heal them.
Right.
So cool. Okay.
I had a client from Botswana that we did a Skype with a couple weeks ago. Around the world. 30% of the people I see do have cancer or other serious diseases, but my favorite client is the one who's already done everything. You know, nobody can diagnose their disease. They're tired of being sick. They're sick and tired of being undiagnosed, and they're willing to do anything. I find those people fascinating because I really believe the core reason why anyone has a health issue has to do with energy. I believe that before it manifests in the body, something energetically has shifted or changed that's probably related to some emotional trauma or childhood or even previous lifetimes. I believe in it all the way to that extent, because I think most people don't feel their feelings. Most people run on automatic pilot. Most people, I think, are not happy. Most people do jobs not like you. You know how to make yourself happy, and you work at that, in my opinion. Most people even work in careers for decades that they never even liked. So, and I think that creates disharmony in our body and could potentially create health issues in someone's physical body as well.
Yeah, so what I understood from your book is that here's the chain of reasoning. So if you have kind of a emotional trauma, then those equate to kind of negative or compacted thoughts that aren't necessarily expressed in some cases, which then result in compacted energy in your body, which then manifests itself as an illness. Did I get that chain right?
No, that's absolutely, that was great. I loved it. So when you don't feel your feelings are expressed, you know, even if you can't change your life, at least if you could express your emotions accurately, then energy doesn't get stuck in the body. So energy moves in our body based on how we feel. And when we don't express our feelings, it becomes stagnant. It slows down. It could potentially create disease, but it can create disharmony in the workforce, in a relationship with someone's finances, with our life purpose. Because I believe health and wellness is about all of that, not just the body, but in, you know, having joy in every area of our life.
Mm. So what is it, expressing any kind of feelings or just, usually the feelings that people don't express are the negative feelings, right? Or the feelings like sadness or anger or jealousy or greed, are those the kind of feelings that we should be expressing?
Yeah, I think that it's really about getting to know yourself. If you know what you're feeling, then you start to create an intimate bond with who you are, and you begin to then make choices that reflect feelings that bring you more pleasure. Most people spend the majority of their time in their brain. They also run huge amounts of particles, energy in their brain, which exhausts the brain, actually. The brain has its own energetic system with all the neurotransmitters present there, yet electrons and protons are meant to nurture the liver or the pancreas or reproductive organs, where we don't have a lot of electrical impulses present there. So people are thinking what they think they're feeling versus actually dropping into the second chakra, which is right below the umbilicus, and just being present and just asking a simple question, what am I feeling right now? So I think once you start to create an intimate bond with yourself, like that moment that I walked into that hospital, because I'd been so conditioned to avoid conventional medicine, if I hadn't paying attention to what I was feeling, I would have missed out on something that I loved. I loved nursing enormously, and I specifically loved being an oncology nurse.
The thing I think that's so fascinating about, you know, because, you know, whenever you actually feel an intuition, you never really quite know if it's quite right or not, or you have a sense, but you're not sure. And it's so helpful when you're at that path of exploring something new, which is what you're doing right now, is that you're able to have an intuitive feeling and then actually look at the person's health chart and go, yep. I think that was that fascinating for you when you're able to like map that data with your intuition?
Well, you know, I was just at the perfect place at the perfect moment at the perfect time. I was so lucky to be supported by my nurse supervisor, who actually encouraged me to lay hands on our patients, because I was having these multisensory experiences. I started to see things and hear things. And although I didn't feel I was going crazy because I'd read all of the books my mother had purchased on spirituality as a teen, I was worried that someone would code on our floor, which I had a strict rule when I was the charge nurse that nobody coded when I under my watch. So I always made sure people transferred to a critical care unit, or we would change their code status if their health was declining severely. So I went to my supervisor fully thinking that I was going to get a psych eval and get suspended, because that's exactly what I would have done. And she surprised me and told me that she thought I was seeing energy. And she mentioned the word chakra, which I'd never studied energy medicine. And she encouraged me to lay my hands on her patients. And that was brilliant. I just interviewed her recently on my own show, actually, and I found out even more about her. She was raised very similarly to the way I was.
Oh, fantastic. You're so blessed to actually have someone like that.
And you're right. That's what happened. I touched hundreds of patients in the hospital, and I would go in there and lay my hands on them, and I realized I was clairvoyant. So I would have these images and hear things about their health or their history, or their organ would start to talk to me. And I would correlate in my mind what it meant, and then I would go out and read their conventional medicine chart, and that's how I created my own definition of what energy medicine means to me.
Yeah, so you could actually code, like, I saw this, and this is what it looks like, you know, this is what this translates to, which is such a wonderful gift to be able to do that, because it probably gave you a lot better kind of a lexicon of, when I see this in my mind's eye, this means this in a medical term. Yeah. I mean, was it like that?
Absolutely. And it helps me even today. I've seen so many people from so many different elements that when I look at them, I have a really good starting point. Because not everyone's the same. Everyone's kind of biochemically unique, which I think is the problem that we have in conventional medicine. We don't really see the whole picture of a human being. And I think that has a lot to do with their health and recovery and well-being.
Okay, so we only have 2 minutes left, but I really want you to touch real quickly about, if possible, tell us about the energy systems and stuff that you talk about in your book. And I know it's hard to talk about chakras in 2 minutes or less, but that's your challenge.
Well, thank you. I love to be challenged like you do. As you, most people know, there are 7 primary chakras in the body, and each one is in charge of a large anatomical location of your body, organs, and systems, and an emotional component as well. On top of that, you have over 3,000 minor chakras in your body. They're in joints, cartilage, synovial fluid, muscle mass, and these chakras spin and they transmit and move energy in the body. So when we look at the primary chakras, especially if someone like, I think I read about you had some feet problems or problems with your feet in the past. Is that correct?
I think you're just intuiting it, but no. Maybe I do. Maybe it's happening in my future. I don't know.
About someone else is possible. But so the feet have to do about moving forward in one's life, and they're connected to the first chakra, which is all about foundation and family, childhood. So you can look at a particular chakra in a health system that's present there, and then correlate it to the emotions that are compacted and carried in that vortex.
Interesting. Okay, so we're going to be doing that in the next segment. We're going to be actually taking real life scenario and kind of figuring out how to take some of the concepts that you have in your book and apply them to our own self-healing. So stay tuned, because you're going to want to know how to do this. I want to know how to do this. I assume you do too. And if you want to know all about the chakras that we were just talking about and how they correspond to the major organs and emotional pieces, then get Intuitive Self-Healing. It's a really fun and easy read and chock full of great information. All right, so we will be right back. Folks, go out there to the iTunes store, type in Fired Up with CJ in the search box, and get a free subscription to our weekly show. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are having fun here. Marie Manishuri, an energy medicine expert, is here with us, and she is sharing her beautiful book, Intuitive Self-Healing, with us. And we are going to learn, just like you do self-breast examinations, and you check for moles and all those other things. And why do you do those? Because you care about your preventative. You're doing preventative care. Kind of care and maintenance, right? Just like you do with your car. So we're gonna teach you a technique, which is a scanning technique that isn't featured in Marie's book, Intuitive Self-Healing. She's going to teach you a scanning technique that you can do scanning your energy. So welcome back, Marie.
Thank you. Yeah, in the book, there are two scans. There's one that's 30 pages long, so you can really take the time to go through every system and every chakra and ask important questions and even connect to your auric field, because there's tons of energetic information in the aura that surrounds each human being. And then there's a tinier scan, you know, that it's in one of the gray boxes in the book, where you can take a moment and just kind of tune in. But before we actually do that real quickly, I was just going to, you know, we were talking about your, I said your feet, but it was your knee, actually. You couldn't run. Yeah. And you had acupuncture, which is a great form of energy medicine. It works on some of those 3,000 minor chakras, which lead pathways to the larger chakras. And I believe you told me off air that it only took 4 sessions and you were back to running.
Yeah, so we were referring, like, you, I had actually posted something on Google Plus, my new hood, and I was doing a book review on Marie's book, and I was saying that I'm a true believer of holistic medicine because I had this thing where I couldn't run anymore, and sadly, it was a whirly ball accident. I was driving in a very tiny car. I said it was a car accident, but it was too embarrassing to say it was a tiny car. And I was playing whirly ball, and like a 300-pound guy smashed into me, and my knee went into the steering wheel. And after that point, I actually couldn't run anymore. I mean, I was in so much pain, and I went to the doctor, and he's like, "Stay off it." And I like iced it, and I gave aspirin, oh, whatever, for about a month, for a month and a half. And then I thought, you know what? I just can't take it. And someone said, "Try acupuncture." I'm like, "What's that?" They're like, "They stick needles in me." Like, "Does it hurt?" "Yes." "Well, okay, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyways." So I went and did it, and 4 sessions afterwards, I was able to run. And at that point, I thought, I'm converted now. I mean, that is miraculous, because I had tried, you know, icing and aspirin and everything, and I just went nowhere. So,
well, I love acupuncture, and it's the area of medicine where conventional medicine is being a little bit more open about holistic medicine. We now can see research throughout the country in universities and medical schools where acupuncturists are being hired and paid to do clinical research on patients with conventional diagnoses. And so I love it. I think it's fantastic. And the knees, which are supported by that root chakra, the knees govern the foundation of your... The root chakra is the foundation of your entire energetic system, and the knees are about searching for for things. So what can wear out the knee along with the accident? It's like a lot of times people, when whatever part of their body they injure in a car accident or some other form of accident, it's already been weakened energetically. That's why, you know, people don't always say how they feel. So having neck problems post a car problem is not that uncommon, and they can last forever even. People can have pain for decades. So the knees are about searching and looking for something. The right knee for women is primarily, unless they're not heterosexual, it's about looking for a man, because masculine energy runs on the right-hand side of the body. And so when the energy is depleted in certain parts of our body and we come into a potential accident session area, the energy has to be reprogrammed back into the body, which is what we did with the acupuncturist. So let's just kind of do an overall scan, since that is what you would love for me to do.
Right, and the scan is just so that we can actually figure out, and mapping it back to the example that you just said, so that we could figure out where we're kind of energetically weak, so that if we were to get, you know, into a whirly ball accident, for example,
Right.
Our knee would not get injured it would get injured, but I wouldn't have had the same impact, because I would have done an energetic scan. I would have known I think it was my right knee, even though I was married. I don't know what I was doing looking for a man.
It was about men, your frustration with some of them sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Which is okay. You have really strong masculine energy, and so, you know, you play hard with men in a good way. And so they annoy you sometimes.
Yes, especially 300-pound men who run into you when you're playing whirly ball. Anyhow,
right.
Enough about my own issues. Right. So had I actually done this body scan, I would have probably known that was an area, and I would have tended to it before this 300-pound man ran into me.
Right, okay, so tell us
about the scan.
So if we were to even close our eyes, unless you're in a car, which is not a good idea, but if you could close your eyes for a moment and just bring one's attention to the top of the head where the crown chakra sits, that crown chakra governs all the skin that covers the entire body and the peripheral nervous system, which is the nervous system outside of the brain. So if we can just bring our awareness to the top of the head and just imagine the color of that particular chakra when it's in an amazing health, which is white, or it can be a light golden yellow color, but very light golden, kind of like a halo, if you will, just bringing one's attention and really asking yourself, how does that feel on top of my head? Is it comfortable? Is there a warmth of light there? Do I have issues like eczema or psoriasis, or do I have some sort of nervous system problem like pain in my peripheral extremities or things of that nature? And then asking those questions, the interesting thing about it, you have to center yourself first, which I talk about in the book. When you center yourself, then you can get some information, some insight, like, yeah, this all looks good. You know, got a bright light, no pain, my skin's chill. And then moving on down to the third eye, which governs the brain, and all of your senses. So, you know, how are your sinuses, your eyesight, your mouth, your teeth, your gums, or your sense of smell and taste, I should say. And how is your brain? People who experience headaches are generally blocking their natural intuition, because it's normal to be intuitive and to assess your own body and your own sense of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And that color is purple. Do you want me to continue on, or
we actually have to go on break, but I would like you to continue on after we come back, and then we have a caller in as well, so we're going to answer that call. So folks, Marie Mancieri, thank you for sharing your experiences. Marie Mancieri, author of Intuitive Self-Healing and an Energy Medicine Healer. We will be right back, and we will share that protocol with you.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. This is Fire It Up with CJ, and I am CJ Liu, and we are we have the pleasure to have Marie Manucciari here, who is an energy medicine healer and author of the new. This book is like a month. Is it like 2 weeks old? How old is it?
It came out March 1st. Yeah,
it's like a baby. Yay! She has her book Intuitive Self Healing.
I feel blessed and honored that several of my clients let me tell their story in the book about, you know, their somewhat serious health issues and how they were able to, you know, change their life and make their life well or move into a positive aspect. Because I really believe people heal themselves, hence, you know, that the title of the book.
Yeah, and it's the thing I love about the story are they're all, they're believable. Because sometimes you read stories in a book, you're like, ah, come on, you know. This person did this and they went all these, but your book, like the stories are actually, they're believable, I think, you know, where you're like, okay, that's like a decent change. A person did this and they had these, you know, things, but it's not like this person changed, you know, 500 degrees, you know, like 360 right. degrees. These are just nice stories that are believable and inspiring. And I love them. Anyways, we actually have a caller because we asked for listeners to call in with their health issues. So is the caller still on the line?
I'm still here.
Oh, hi. I don't know how to pronounce your name. Will you please help me?
Jana.
What is it again?
John. Jana.
Jana. Jana. All right. So
I wanted to congratulate Marie on the birth of her book. That's so synchronistic that her birthday's coming up, talking about birth, March 30th. That's so cool.
Thank you. That's so kind. Thank you.
So, go ahead.
I wanted to ask about if you have any intuitive hits medically about my diet. As you know, I'm working with people as well and wanted to keep the vibration of my body higher. And I have been in and out over and so many different ways to approach food, raw foods to, you know, everything. And I just want to see what you might see. And you know, I've also asked the angels, and the angels say, well, just drop deeply into your body and love it as it is. Okay. So, Trey, I'm looking to you to see what insights you can offer.
I do agree with that because, I mean, I think your angels are giving you great advice because you tend to be hardcore. You know, you go the full gusto. And I think that diet has its modifications. I think that everyone is kind of unique about that. You have an interesting, you may be an O blood type, but you actually have enzymes in your body like an A, which means you can eat vegan, high vegan or vegetarian food and actually get proteins out of the food that you ingest and help your body have a nutritious protein, where O's can't do that very well. They don't have the enzymes that are naturally there that A's do. So you have an interesting, unique system to your own body. The raw
I'm
foods...
B positive, and I've had problems with hyperglycemia and candida.
Which is more of an O situation. So isn't that interesting how you read O to me, but yet you have enzymes, which B's do. B's are kind of like in the middle. For some reason, I didn't even think that you were a B. But so you have both of those. I don't know why you have candida. Do you eat a lot of sugar?
Well, I used to have problems with it. Right now, I don't.
Yeah, great.
And it's just the same as hypoglycemia, so I didn't go into the vegan and all that kind of stuff so much.
You do really well with vegan diet, but I would hold off on eating lots of raw foods because your intestinal tract, although you have the enzymes to digest large amounts of vegetables, your intestinal tract doesn't like to just eat such cold foods. Your body likes warmer foods. So I definitely would eat more leafy vegetables, but have them warm, you know, cook them a little bit or steam them somewhat. And then what your guides say to me overall is that you need to not take the whole diet thing so seriously, especially if you've already had candida, which I agree with you, I do not see it in your body. If you've already had candida and you've healed from it, you already know the regimen on how to eat healthy and avoid sugars and eat more complicated carbs rather than simple things. So what they're saying is that you need to enjoy yourself and have more fun. You already know you could actually work as a nutritionist because you've studied it so deeply that they are asking you to kind of relax about it and not take it too seriously.
Yeah, what would you say would be the highest thing that would give me the highest vibration? And I agree with you. I mean, I look outside and it's a darn cold here, and I go, raw foods, I just can't possibly eat a salad today. I just want some warm soup or something.
Yeah, that's
what vibrationally do you see any
You do well on vegan food. So, you know, you don't eat a lot of meat. And if you eat meat, I would put more fish in your diet. I would avoid eggs. For some reason, they don't look great in your intestinal tract. Warm vegetables, warm soups. You already know. This is such an interesting thing where sometimes I talk to people and you're still looking for advice, which I'm happy to give, but I keep getting this overall sense. You know a lot about nutrition and health, and you've made excellent choices to get your body well. So I think you need to start trusting yourself. Like when you look out the window and it feels cold, don't eat the raw stuff. It's not good for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
And I was wondering, I see on your website, are you teaching a class tonight?
I am. I'm teaching a class at the Redmond Town City Marriott called Riding the Wave of Happiness between 7 and 9.
It wasn't clear if it was you who was teaching it or if you were representing someone else on your site. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So, and you're speaking in East West Bookstore on April 6th. Is that right?
True. It's absolutely true. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're doing all sorts of speaking gigs. It's very exciting.
I was going to say I love Swiss Bookshop because they're just lovely people. And if you take that class, you get a book with it too as well, which is
you
very cool.
You do?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So what are you going to be covering in that class at East West Bookstore?
I'm going to be talking about the book and scanning because East West Book people are really into New Age and you know, health. And so I'm going to take them through a scan and then I'm going to be signing their books.
Yay. Okay. So we only have a couple. Do you think you could do the rest of that scanning thing in two minutes?
I'll do my very best.
Okay.
So the third eye is in the center of the forehead. It governs the brain. We were talking about that and your senses. And so it's purple. It's indigo. But any kind of sense that you have, whether you see it, hear it, or feel it, because you don't have to see something to actually have an assessment of it. You can have a feeling about it. So, you know, if you have a feeling about the color purple, you know, how does it feel in your head? It can be light. It could be dark. Indigo is the highest vibration. And then we're going to move down to the throat chakra, which is a very profound place for most human beings because it governs the thyroid and the cervical vertebrae, and it's all about expressing your truth. So as you drop into your throat, and the color there is blue, as you drop in there, how do you feel? Do you feel comfortable in your throat chakra? Do you want to run from the room? Do you like the color blue there? Can you see an ocean? How does your neck feel? You know, just taking an assessment of that part of your body, and then bringing your awareness to your chest. In the center of your chest, the fourth chakra is actually emerald green, and it governs the heart and the lungs and the breast tissue and the upper back. And it's all about learning to understand universal love, which is not judgmental, it doesn't compare, it sees the bigger picture. So, you know, being able to look at areas of your life that have been hard to let go of or challenging to bring peace to, can you give yourself a moment to be open to a new perception, which could enhance the structures that we just talked about? And then dropping down to the third chakra in the solar plexus, right in between your rib cage, it governs your immune system. So the liver, pancreas, gallbladder, spleen, stomach, small intestines. And that whole chakra, it's lemon yellow, and the energy there is about self-love. You know, do you care about yourself? If you do, then your immune system is more enhanced. Then dropping down to the second chakra, reproductive organs, the bladder, the kidneys, and the adrenal glands. It's all about passion. Are you happy? It's orange. Do you enjoy your life? What makes you happy? Are you engaging in those activities? And then finally, dropping into the foundation of your entire energetic system, the root chakra, whether you see it, hear it, or feel it, it's literally in the pelvic floor, so right in between your legs, basically. And that color is red, and it governs all the bones in your body, all of your blood, but specifically the bones from the hips all the way down to the toes, every tendon and muscle and ligament. And it's about feeling safe here and happy. Do you trust the earth and your journey here? Can you enjoy nature? Can you not worry about the earth plane and realize that she is an entity having a lifetime here too?
Interesting. So you do the scan and you get a sense of what feels off to you. So it's kind of an experiential thing, either an image or a feeling or even a sound or a voice that you hear. And then you kind of do the scan and say like, oh, so if I had done the scan before my alleged whirly ball accident, yeah. I would have heard from my, I would have felt like maybe anger. Your unexpressed anger at men or something like that. Is that right? Is that how this works then with the scan?
When I'm in your knee, I feel frustration about men. And I don't know what men or, you know, it feels like more than one, actually. And you love them too. You know, you love them and you're frustrated with them. But here's what I love about what happened. I'm so glad. I mean, I'm sorry your knee got hurt, but I'm so glad that you experienced acupuncture and that it changed your thoughts and your belief about holistic medicine. So even when we have health problems in our lives, they're there to teach us something. And I think that if we can honor whatever is occurring in our life, that gives us information to help it become well too. When we try to fight it off, or we are disappointed with our body, or we're mad about the circumstances in our life, it's very difficult to have insight into the back reason why it's happening for us. So appreciating even the elements that we have in our body allow us to be more insightful on how it could potentially change.
Yeah, interesting. Yes. So it's in some ways, this is one of the easiest things that people can do, honestly, is to, I mean, how long did that take? I mean, it took 2 minutes. I think right. I timed it. It took 2 minutes to do. It's a very nice self-preventative thing. And whether it's, like you said, to kind of tune in to something that is unexpressed or needs to be tended to or needs to be expressed, you know, it's a very simple technique. And what I love about your book is that it's very practical. There's one-minute exercises. So if you actually find that you have a second or first chakra issue or a third or fourth, whatever, there's a one-minute exercise that you can do, which I love. Because I could probably do it at a stoplight or something.
Right.
And then there's kind of a full-on investigative kind of research into it. And so the book offers a look at all seven chakras, and it offers ways to clear these chakras if, in fact, you do a scan and you find something. So it's a very, very practical and useful book. So folks, go out there. It's called Intuitive Self-Healing. Check, you come over, you'll get a free book at Marie's class on April 6th at the East West Bookstore. You can sign up for that by going to eastwestbookshop.com. And thank you so much. Thank you for the work that you do. And I was wrote down in my Google Plus and, or in Facebook, and I really believe it. The words, the love that and care that you have for people is really palpable in your writing, and it's just a really beautiful book, and you're a beautiful person. I'm glad that you're here on this earth.
Oh, thank you. You're beautiful, too, by the way. You're a very lovely woman, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much for being on the show. Thank you for folks out there listening. Thank you to WBLQ. Make sure to listen next week, every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And make sure to friend me. Seriously, I'm getting complexes. Not enough people are my friends. Go over to Fire It Up with CJ. Like my page. Like me. Okay. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next Thursday.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.